from Racing and Sports. Alex Steedman joins us now. Afternoon, Alex.
Afternoon, Sean.
The Nurnberg 10,000, well, as we used to know, it was over the 1350, but back to the 1200. And Red Zell, that was a terrific, tough win.
Yeah, he had that solid early pace from an inside draw, kicked, and he was too good. Ran to a time form rating of 121, which is equal to his current master figure of 121. And he's produced that rating in each of his four runs this campaign. So you've got to respect that consistency. And it looks like he'll be rewarded for it too with a spell. And hey, potentially a crack at the Everest in the spring. Peter Snowden, him and the Duma 10,000, they've just gone hand in hand so far this decade. This was his third Duma 10,000 success. Beated won it in 2011 and Epaulette won it in 2013. I think once a black book out of the race, though, was the runner-up Counterattack. He was finding the line very well. It ran to a time form rating of 119, which is equal to his best. Look, he could really thrive up there if those wet testing tracks hang around through the winter, and the Stradbroke could be an ideal race for him. Interestingly, a Group 1 that Waller hasn't won yet. The list is becoming shorter for him.
What did you make of Russian Revolution?
It was interesting, wasn't it? I thought he was ready to pounce and reel in Red Zell, but just fell flat the last furlong, didn't he, Sean?
Probably, the weight for age, the 57, probably sawed him a bit too, didn't it?
Yeah, potentially you're right there. Look, his best run this prep came in the Galaxy where he managed to get down in low at the weights. He was absolutely pitchforked into it. Maybe weight for age just for now is a bridge too far for him. I suppose we'll see, though, what happens. Given a bit more time to mature, I think he'll be making the leap as a four-year-old, I think, Sean.
Interesting runner that won the Rough Habit Plate, shocking luck by shocking, and he's only won two. They've both been at 2,000. All other runs obviously have been a shorter, but he's just looked like he just wanted ground, doesn't he?
Yeah, so he couldn't win an Ipswich Class 3 12 days ago.
Gets rolled there and jumped from 1,500 to 2,000.
And so, look, he's run to a new master time form rating of 112p, clearly a peak for him. Looks right on track for the Queensland Derby next month. Look, there's every chance with him that he's another Kiwi who's going to take one of our staying classics back over the Tasman with him. He can follow in the footsteps of John Snow, Ginger Nuts and Bonnie Vale this season, Sean.
Now, let's look at Scone. I suppose the horse we've got to talk about, obviously, clearly innocent. Greg Bennett had him. Greg's retired. Chris Lees has got him now. And first up was good, but gee, he was just terrific. Wasn't he in the Luskin Star?
Yeah, he's a back-to-back winner of the race now, and he beat Music Magnate to win it last year. Could be a case of horses for courses. Has an excellent record at Scone. Settled about midfield. Got all the nice splits along the fence. Really drew clear late and ran to a time form rating of 111. Nice win for Chris Lees. Of course, the race is named after the great Luskin Star who won the two-year-old Sydney Triple Crown in 1977. And Luskin Star, he was, of course, trained by Chris's dad, Max. Look, moving forward out of this race, clearly Innocent, Snoopy, Gold Symphony, Sir Bacchus, they're all early in their preps, and I suspect they're open to sharp improvement in what they did on Saturday, Sean.
Now, the Dark Jewel Classic and Ron Quinton placed trust in both horse and rider, Daisy Doom, Andrew Atkins, and got a great result.
Yeah, Daisy Doom, rewarded for her latest consistency. I ran to a time form rating of 108, which is her best effort this prep. She's a very tough, consistent mare. She's thriving on racing at the moment. There's nothing left for her in New South Wales this season, so it's definitely time for her to go to Brisbane. She's got the Glen Logan Park Stakes for her in Brisbane, and look, if she does well there, I'd be aiming her up at the Cat's Tiara for the mares next month as well.
All right. Now, others in there in that, actually, Quattronic is looking at in the Hortensia, sort of almost went against the runner play, didn't it?
Yeah, well, look, we're all sending our horses up to Brisbane, and he's ventured south and got it done. Very, very impressive effort by him. Matt Dunn knows when to trip him down the highway. He's had an excellent record this season contesting highway handicaps and the like. He's showed really nice improvement going from a classics plate at Toowoomba up to a Hortensia Stakes. And he's run to a time form rating of 105, career best effort for him. Honourable mention has to go to Deploy. he could be in for another good prep this season. He had a real breakout prep through the spring, winning 4 of 4 starts. I suspect he could be the one to watch coming out of that race. He'll no doubt strip fit a second up, and he's probably going to appreciate getting out from 6 furlongs onwards.
Now, Schnitzel, by gee, what a year he's having as a sire. Vienna missed one of his filly at about 80, 100 to 1, came out and won the Adelaide Guineas.
Yeah. And so, well, yeah, unfortunately, that's the second 80 to 1 shot that's managed to get up in Metropolitan Racing in the last 8 days, I think. But yeah, not wrong about the Schnitzels. And look, Arrowfield as well, they're flying as well. Schnitzels, not a single doubt. They're all having some good days out at the races of late.
And a great riding effort by John Allen. Darren Weir, I'm going to have Darren on tomorrow morning on HQ, filling in for Hoss. And he's often said John Allen is one of the greatest horsemen he's ever had anything to do with. He's just continually said it. He's not frightened. Well, he rides over the jumps, but he's a heavyweight, but he's not frightened to whack him on the Group 1. He's come out and won his second South Australian Derby in a row.
Yeah, volatile mix. He got a mile back, had to travel a bit wide early, didn't really want to settle, just worked into things so well, though, Sean. As you mentioned, back-to-back SA Derbies for Darren Weir, Howard Bear Thy Name, won it last year. Volatile mix. He ran to a time form rating of 109. That's a very low figure to be winning a Derby with. Actually, the lowest winning figure of the SA Derby since Shadows in the Sun won it in 2011. So, volatile mix. He'll follow in the footsteps of Howard Bear Thy Name. Darren Weir, he's sending him to Brisbane now for the Grand Prix Stakes and the Queensland Derby. And yeah, Darren Weir, he just has a knack of keeping his horses up for a long time. And yeah, volatile mix, he certainly fits that category.
All right, what was your standout that you noticed over the, like, the Scone Carnival or in Brisbane or at Morfordville? Anything really take your eye to follow?
An interesting one that we didn't mention was the Champagne Classic winner, Tangled. Very interesting runner. Chris Waller, he's won this race 3 times now. In 2010 with Prestay and Brazen Bow, in 2014. You've got to really pay attention to these two-year-olds Wallace sends up to Brisbane, not just from a winter carnival perspective, but moving forward. Press Stamen, he won the JJ Atkins in 2015. He went on to do big things. Brazen Bowen, they ran second in the JJ Atkins. Both went on to win the Coolmore Stud Stakes the following spring. So definitely Tangled out of the Champagne Classic. I think he's really turned a corner and the penny's dropped, Sean.
All right, terrific. Well, good on you, Alex. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Alex Steven there from Racing and Sports.